Reed said he was stunned to learn business and government officials he came across in Brazil weren't aware of Hartsfield Airport and the connections between Atlanta and major global brands.
Everybody knows Coca-Cola, but the folks in Sao Paulo didn't connect Coca-Cola with us. Everybody knows Delta, but they didn't connect Delta with us. Everybody knows CNN and Turner Broadcasting, but they didn't connect them with us.
Brazil is the seventh largest economy in the world. Using existing state tax credits, Reed says there's major opportunity to attract Brazil's film and television industry.
It's not on them to have the data. It's on Atlanta to have provided the information.
Reed says Brazil already has a strong cultural connection with Miami, but he wants Atlanta to be more competitive.
Because Atlanta has direct flights through Delta to Brasilia, to Sao Paulo, and Rio, if we get down there and work at it, we have a very nice opportunity not to displace Miami, but to be the secondary business market.
Reed cited data showing Atlanta's in the top 10 nationally and top 30 internationally for foreign direct investment. Reed traveled to China in his first term, but says his focus moving forward will be on South America, Mexico, and Africa. Not helping matters, Reed said, is the way Georgia handles immigration. In 2011, state lawmakers passed one of the strictest immigration laws in the country.
We just have to change our tone. The tone being put forth by some on issues related to immigration and foreign-born citizens won't work in a global economy.
In addition to foreign business, Reed said he's, quote, focused like a laser on learning from Silicon Valley to nurture Atlanta's tech community. He wants to build up a $250 million venture capital fund to help attract and keep talent. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.